The ACLU's Rebecca Glenberg says most recently the Family Foundation was denied a permit to gather for a National Day of Prayer event at noon because the requested time slot is restricted. Glenberg notes that the ACLU's letter lists 7 restrictions, which she says are not only vague, but also violates free speech. She says one is confining events to just one small place on the Capitol grounds.
A lot of groups have had a problem with the limitation of demonstrations to the bell tower, because when you're over at the bell tower, which is sort of in a faraway corner of the Capitol Square, it's difficult to communicate to those that you most want to reach, which are often legislators and other government officials.
And the ACLU opposes requiring even small groups to get a permit to assemble without exception. The organization also says officials can deny permits based on the content of speech and other considerations that it calls unlawful. Glenberg says Capitol Square is a quintessential public forum. These restrictions, she says, undermine Virginians' right to speak out and protest their government. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.